This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock Friday welcomed a decision by Britain's medicines regulator to approve the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for children aged 12 to 15. The Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency said Friday that clinical trial data showed the vaccine was safe and effective in this age group. The United States and the European Union also have approved the Pfizer vaccine for the 12 to 15 age group. Mexican officials said Friday they will use 1 million U.S. doses of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine to inoculate people along the border. The president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, says the vaccines along Mexico's northern border with the United States is part of an effort to fully reopen border crossings, which are currently restricted to essential travel. Meanwhile, the Biden administration has quietly tasked six humanitarian groups with recommending which migrants should be allowed into the United States to pursue asylum as it faces mounting pressure to lift public health rules and have barred people from seeking protection. The groups will determine who is most vulnerable out of those waiting in Mexico to get into the U.S. The criteria they are using hasn't been made public thus far. Russian President Vladimir Putin is setting a tough tone for his summit with U.S. President Joe Biden. Speaking at an economic forum Friday in St. Petersburg, Putin accused Washington of trying to contain Russia's development and cited its response to the deadly January 6 attack on the Capitol as a manifestation of the West's double standards. The Russian leader said arms control, global conflicts, the coronavirus pandemic, and climate change are among the issues he and Biden would discuss at their June 16th summit in